Welcome to another day with Jesus, a daily devotional podcast to help you walk with Jesus, live for Jesus, and represent Jesus. Now let us open our heart to receive as Pastor Preji shares from the heart of God.
Greetings to you in Jesus' precious name. Welcome to this brand new day. This is a day that the Lord has blessed us with, and today we are going to receive from Him. We are going to allow Him to come into our hearts and our lives in a precious new way, in a way that He can change us, in a way that He can mold us, in a way that He can transform us and make us a new person. See, God desires for there to be consistency in each and every aspect of our life. What we speak and what we say and what we express to people outside should be the same thing as what we truly mean in our hearts, what we have as a motive, as an agenda behind those words. And when there is an inconsistency between how we live in public and how we live in private, what we desire in public and what we desire in private, that is something that doesn't bring pleasure to God. And today, let's see how Jesus responds to a situation like this. This is the book of Luke, chapter 20 and verse 45. It says, "Then, with the crowds listening, He turned to His disciples and He said this." So, you see two types of people here. There is a crowd and there is these disciples. The crowds not necessarily follow Jesus. They are with Jesus, but they don't necessarily accept everything that He says. They don't have a relationship with Jesus. So Jesus doesn't expect this from the crowds. So, you know, we point to the people of the world and we think that they have double standards or they don't keep what they say and all of that. You can't expect that from them. They don't have to please God. They don't live for the pleasure of God. They don't have a relationship with Jesus. So it's not something out of the world that they have a hypocritic lifestyle. But the Bible says Jesus turned to His disciples, those that He has a relationship with, and with them He expected something of a higher standard. And He said, "Hey, you guys, beware of these teachers of religious law." Why? Because they love to parade around in flowing robes and love to receive respectful greetings as they walk in the marketplace. And they love the seats of honor in the synagogues and the head table at banquets. And yet, privately, they shamelessly cheat widows out of their property, and they pretend to be pious by making long prayers in public. Beware of this, because they will be severely punished. He's telling this to His disciples and He's asking them to beware of these guys, because if you associate with them, sooner or later you will become like them. So He's telling them to remain away from these guys and to keep a watch out for these guys. And He says, see, this is what's wrong about them. Not the fact that they are teachers of religious law, you know, teaching God's word, teaching great things from what God is speaking and doing. That's amazing. Anybody can do that, and everybody can do that. And yet, what God had a problem with them was that they did all this teaching and ministry and proclaiming God with the hidden agenda to show off. It says they would love to parade around in flowing robes. So when they are doing all this ministry, inside their heart, they are not desiring humility. Inside their heart, they are not desiring for God to get the glory. Inside their heart, they are constantly desiring public applause and respect. It says they, when they walk around, they enjoy the respectful greetings from people in the marketplaces. So even the dressing sense and everything that they do, it is trying to get people to respect them. It is trying to get people to honor them. See, when we dress well, it is not because we want to be treated highly or greatly. It has to be because, hey, we represent a king, and that king needs to get glory out of this. But when we do whatever we do with a hidden agenda of getting praise out of it, of getting respect out of it, then even if what you're doing may look okay and right and acceptable socially, it is something that God detests, because it's not about you wearing good clothes. It's about the agenda that you had in your heart when you wore those clothes. It says, and how they love the seats of honor in the synagogues and the head table of banquets. So these guys, they're not just changing their dressing sense, but they are also making sure to look for seats of honor in public gatherings and places where there is a party, or when they come together to worship God, they're constantly looking to be on the stage, to be in the forefront, to be in serving teams that are publicly visible. And yet says, privately, they hurt widows. They hurt people that don't have anybody for them. They hurt those that cannot afford a meal. They do not do anything to help them. And they cheat these widows out of their property. And they pretend to be pious by making long prayers. How often are you and I guilty of doing the same thing? That we do something in the public, and yet privately we have done something or desired something which is completely opposite to what we did in the public. So if you're feeling like, hey, I belong to this category myself sometimes, then you need to repent of that today. Then you need to ask the Lord to mold your heart and make your heart into a place where it is consistent. That it'll be the same in public and in private. It'll be the same in every seasons of life, because the Bible says if you're not, you should remember that you will be severely punished. See, association with somebody who has a hypocritic lifestyle can constantly erode your walk with God and erode your integrity and even make you into a hypocritic person. So one, you need to be beware of such people. Second, you need to be aware of any tendencies like this, even in your own heart, so that you and I, we don't end up becoming like these hypocritic teachers of religious law. If God has called you to teach the word, that's amazing. Praise God for that. If God has called you to the forefront in the ministry or in any other area, that's amazing. But we need to constantly guard our lives. We need to constantly guard our words and our reactions and our character, so that we would never end up becoming hypocritic with our lifestyles. I hope that this served as a warning, because God says He is really, really mad at these guys, and these guys will be severely punished. I'm not talking about sinners in the world. I'm talking about those in the church, the disciples in the church, those that have a relationship with Jesus, and yet there is a double standard in their lives. Those are the people that Jesus is calling out to today. And I hope that we can, one, surrender our own hearts, and second, remain aware of such tendencies in other people and avoid them whenever we see them trying to influence us. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. Have a blessed and a beautiful day ahead.
We hope you are encouraged by today's podcast. To know more about Pastor Preji or other resources you can avail, or to receive help in any specific area, connect with us at pastorpreji.com. We wish you a Christ-filled day ahead.